This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit flood-ravaged Punjab on Tuesday to review the situation. Confirming Mr. Modi's visit, State BJP President Sunil Jakhar, in a social media post, said the Prime Minister is deeply concerned about the crisis and is closely monitoring developments. Mr. Jakhar reiterated that the central government stands firmly with the people of Punjab. Earlier, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan visited the state to evaluate the situation. Additionally, two central interministerial teams have been deployed in the state to assess the damage caused by the floods. Meanwhile, Punjab is slowly returning to normalcy after floods caused extensive damage to land, property and livestock. In hockey, India defeated South Korea 4-1 at Rajgir in Bihar to lift Men's Asia Cup for the fourth time. For India, Dilpreet Singh scored two goals while Sukhpreet Singh and Amit Rohidas struck one each. Dane Sun hit one goal for Korea. The Indian team remained unbeaten in the tournament. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the Indian men's hockey team for their splendid win in the Asia Cup 2025 held in Rajgir, Bihar. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this win is even more special because they have defeated the defending champions, South Korea. The Prime Minister said that this is a proud moment for Indian hockey and Indian sports. He also prayed for the country's players to continue to scale even greater heights and bring more glory to the nation. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear today a batch of pleas challenging the Election Commission's 24 June decision to conduct a special intensive revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in poll-bound Bihar. A bench of Justices Surya Kant and Joy Malia Bakshi will consider responses from parties such as the Rashtriya Janata Dal, RJD, the All India Majlis-e-Ittehadul Muslimin, AIMIM, and other petitioners. The Election Commission has submitted that 99.5% of the 72.4 million electors in the draft electoral roll had submitted their eligibility documents during the SIR process. The court had earlier directed the commission to allow excluded voters to submit claims online, in addition to making physical submissions as part of the SIR exercise. The BJP Parliamentary Party unanimously adopted a resolution on next-gen reforms of GST during the two-day workshop which began in New Delhi yesterday. In the resolution which was presented by Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal, the BJP MPs congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his bold and citizen-friendly thought move and expressed the gratitude to the people. In just 8 years, the GST taxpayer base has more than doubled from 66 lakhs in 2017 to over 1.5 crore today. It further said that GST collections have now reached close to 2 lakh crore a month, much higher than when this historic reform was implemented. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Gujarat and Rajasthan till today. IMD also predicted heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Uttarakhand today. In archery, India's men's compound team scripted history by winning the first ever gold medal at the World Championships in Gwangju, South Korea. In chess, India's Divya Deshmukh scored her first win in the open category of the FIDE Grand Swiss 2025 in Uzbekistan, defeating Egyptian GM Bassem Amin in the fourth round. And that's the end of this news bulletin.